Hello, and welcome to episode 83 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today on the podcast, I'm talking to the members of the podcast audience who maybe aren't actually interested in pursuing a career of interior design. I know that I do have listeners who just listen because they enjoy the podcast and aren't necessarily interested in being an interior designer. But you are maybe a design enthusiast and just looking to get some more information about what it is to be an interior designer. And so I wanted to address those people of the audience, and it could even be students and people who haven't even started their career in interior design might benefit from this episode as well. Because what I'm talking about today is the other courses and downloads that I have available to purchase, which I really make client-facing or public-facing, not necessarily for the industry. So if you are a DIYer or you love design shows, collecting ideas and Pinterest and things like that, then you're going to want to tune in and hear about all these other offerings that I have for you. And of course, we'll make all of the details of how to sign up for these courses or get the download in the show notes. And these are going to be offerings that are outside of my Design Mentor, which is my mentoring platform. This could be a good segue into discovering whether or not you really want to pursue a career in interior design. Like, where this podcast helps you discover what you need to know about the career before you start, these courses and downloads might help you discover if you even want to pursue this career and if you might want to check to see if you have talent, if you enjoy doing it, because you might try it and discover you don't like it. Recently, my husband and I retiled our fireplace. I'm not very much a DIYer in construction, things like that. Like, I'll paint my house and, you know, we'll do a few other things, but the tile laying, especially on a vertical wall, was very much a challenge. And going into it, my husband's like, he's either going to love it or he's not, because he's kind of a perfectionist. He loves precision. And, you know, you can get into precision with tile laying. But because I think we were kind of amateurs and we didn't have necessarily all of the great tools that a professional would have, he found it more frustrating. And we both decided that tiling is not our new hobby. So, but we had to go through it to really discover that. And so I think that these courses that I'm going to talk about today are kind of like that. So you could go through this course and be like, oh, I absolutely love curating a room and putting it all together and developing a style and design. Or you could discover, like, this is more than I bargained for, and I just don't feel like this aligns with where I want to go with my creative passion. So listen in and see if this is good for you. And if it is, then you might also want to sign up for my design mentor. Of course, all the links are in the show notes. So let's get into it today. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode. So like I said, this episode is for people who maybe don't know yet that they want to be an interior designer, or they just love pinning things on Pinterest and watching HGTV or other design shows and just really want to try out and know a little bit more about doing design on their own. And so I thought I would share, because I don't think I've mentioned very much, the other courses and things that I've created, and they're a lot more public-facing as opposed to industry-facing. So let me tell you a little bit more about what I offer to the public for those who want to maybe do some designing on their own and learn a little bit more how to do that. So I know the interior design is very glamorous looking on the outside, but there's a lot of detail and a lot of work that goes on the inside. And how do you get all your cool ideas and trends and everything together into your own project? So one of the things I offer is a DIY course for furnishing your own place like a designer would do it. And what I basically do is take you through all the steps that I do internally within my own business that you can do to furnish your own home, your own living space. And this is just for furnishing. It's not for a remodel. But if you want to curate a room to look like a designer did it, but you're the one that did it and you can get all the credit, then the course that I have for that is called Home Design Coach Course. So this course is a 6-module, 6-week course. Let me tell you a little bit about what each of those modules contain. So we do it over 6 weeks because there's a lot of information and we want you to be able to implement that over time as well. Initially, this course started out as a weekly course that you would have check-ins with me every single week and we'd have those scheduled. And then I decided to make it more of an evergreen course where you can have the option to check in with me each week as an upgrade. So here's kind of what you'd get out of this 6-week course. So the first week we work on defining your style. We take the style quiz. We teach you how to curate a Pinterest board to put things together. And again, this is exactly what we take our clients through. So we're working with them on this Pinterest board. We're collecting inspiration, just general broad ideas to curate at first to see what direction we want to go in. That Pinterest board could be something that you want to get some feedback on that you could talk to me about. That would be great. We also have some videos showing you if you've never used Pinterest before. Now, if you're a design enthusiast, you likely have, but we do run into a few clients who have never ventured into the world of Pinterest. And of course, once they do, then they're hooked and they want to just stay up late pinning all night. And so we recognize that Pinterest can be addictive, but we use it a lot as a tool within our business to help us design. So that's all about the first module, is that you're defining your style and curating inspiration to see what direction you want to go for your design for your home. Then the second week, we work on layout. And so I have a video teaching you how to measure rooms properly. Even when we have interns come in, it's something that people don't really know how to do, is how to take measurements of a room, put it onto paper, and scale it. And so this is what we teach you how to do. And very useful tool. You can do it with one room, you can do it with your whole house. And so you're going to draft that onto graph paper, and we teach you how to do 1 square equals 1 foot. So you don't necessarily have to have a computer program to lay out your room. You can do it by hand, and often I do recommend starting with that. Now, if you are adventurous and you want to try some softwares, there's a lot of free software out there that you can create a floor plan with. So I definitely encourage you, if you are bold, to try that. But really, using pen to paper on this initial step is going to be the most useful for you, especially because if you want to lay out some furniture and then you're like, oh, that doesn't quite work scale wise, so let me erase it and or start over and do another one. So it's something that you're going to be having a work in progress as you're defining what kind of look you want your room to have. And then we give you some tips and tricks on furniture spacing and sizing, how to make sure you get the right scale for the room. So that is week 2, module 2. And then we move on to the third, which is curating the furniture. So now you're going to use Pinterest to select actual pieces of furniture that you like to put them all together on your Pinterest board. And so you might go to different retail vendors that you like and pin the things you like, and then you're going to start to look at the dimensions and the fabrics and everything like that to see how they come together. But first, in this week, we just want you to curate sofas, like get a couple of sofas, get a couple tables, the big pieces, and make sure we can scale those in and get them to work for you. And we teach you how to pay attention to your designs, personal design style, as you're looking at these things and on the website. Then we also supply you a list of our favorite retail vendors that we like to go to, because one of the offerings that we have in my company is a designer for a day. And so we'll often use retail sources to help homeowners with their project kind of go on their own. But we have had our professional eye kind of curate for them a list of retail sources and items that they can purchase themselves. So the same thing that what you would be doing here in the course is curating that list of items that you would then later purchase, but you're not going to purchase at this time. We got to get the whole design together first and make sure everything works before you pull the trigger. Okay, so then we work into module 4, where we work on the details of the space. So once you have the big pieces in place, you need to add rugs, pillows, lamps, and other things to the foundation pieces to introduce color, pattern. We might talk about paint or wallpaper or adding other lighting intrigue things. We talk about color theory, mixing patterns, how to do that. So that's kind of a good information in week 4, some great designer tips, and gives you some confidence to move forward once you're ready to purchase. Now in module 5, we talk about styling, like art sourcing, how to place the art, if you want to have a gallery wall, what size of art you should have. So all of our recommendations on that, because getting art on the wall really helps to finish out a space. And then also accessories, like accessorizing bookshelves and different things like that, objects, we show you how to do that as well. And then we also supply a list of our favorite retail vendors for those items. And then week 6 or module 6 is where we put it all together. So we have all of these items that you're curated, you've worked on, and you're in your Pinterest board. And now we show you how to assemble all of that into your PowerPoint slides or another platform that works for you to get a visual of what the room's going to look like before you actually purchase it and put it into place. Using these visuals is very similar to what we do with our clients. And then we also have you curate your spreadsheet with the pricing of everything, and you're going to see how quickly things add up. Oftentimes, people don't realize that their budget that they have for a space is really tight, because things will add up really quickly. You have $5,000 for a sofa. I mean, that could be half your budget. So you want to see how it's looking once you've curated your favorite things and see if that pricing works for you. Could be that you're going to implement this over time, or you might want to adjust a few things to make sure that the price works for you. So we have a lot of other purchasing tips in there, things to keep in mind, proper height for hanging art, dealing with damage, things like that. And so that is all about putting it together in module 6. And then of course, after that, you can have us check in with you anytime through the process to give you confidence. But once you've done it with one space, then you can move on in your house and do it with the next space. And these are just skills that you can apply and grow and build upon. But it's a great place to start if you're always been wanting to curate your house to look like a designer's been there, but you can't necessarily afford a designer, or you just feel like you might have some natural talent, but you want to do this as a hobby and you just need a little bit more guidance on how to do that, then Home Design Coach course is a great option for that. So moving on, the other course that I have, I created it during the pandemic while we were at home and people are dealing with mindset and shifting the way that they use their homes. And so I created the course called Shifting Spaces. This coaching course is designed to support people who are going through life changes and want to learn how to get their home to align with what their needs are currently. And we talk a lot about mindset in there, about dreaming and how to change your home for the better and implement those changes, because change is really hard for everybody to incorporate in your home. Maybe your home's been a certain way for a long time. Maybe you inherited your home from a grandparent or something like that, and you're hesitant to change because of memories. So we talk all about that, all those things that might hold you back, or you might not realize that there's a room in your house that you've never touched, or the door stays closed all the time. It used to be your son or daughter's and they went off to college and now it's not getting used. And so you don't want empty square footage in your house. That's something that could be useful to you. So we go through all of the ideas of possibilities you could do with a space that is empty. We also talk about repurposing spaces. So, you know, a lot of people don't have formal dining rooms anymore, so those are getting turned into home offices and other things. But some people actually want to have a formal dining room, so they might need to find a space in their house to create that. So basically, we're talking about curating your home to be in perfect alignment with your needs at this time. It may change in the future. It may be different from what it was in the past. But this course is definitely going to help you explore all of those. It's a 4-module course. We take you through first your thoughts around change, then the circumstances that might require change that maybe you're not realizing that you have going on in your life right now. Then we have the dreaming part, things to consider. And then the 4th module is moving forward, how to move forward with your plan. So this is a great course you can take if you're going to implement yourself or before you meet with a designer or an architect or a builder to really get a good idea of what you want out of your home. If you're going to be purchasing a home and you think that the bones are good, but you don't know about the function of each of the rooms the way that the previous homeowner had it, and you're having a hard time visualizing something different than what's there, like maybe it was a nursery and you have a hard time visualizing it as an exercise room, this course will help you get past all of those holdups. So it's just a nice video course with some downloads, and also includes a check-in with me to talk about the ways that your home might be changing. So that is a great course as well. Again, we talk about a lot of the mindset things that I think every client probably goes through, but not every designer brings up to discuss. And so it's a great prerequisite for meeting with a designer. And if you're thinking about becoming a designer, then there's some great information to use for your clients. So the last thing that I have that is a little more client facing or design enthusiast facing, who maybe is not interested in hiring me but wants a little more guidance on their remodel, is I have the Remodel Survival Guide. And it's based mostly on California remodels. So there's a few things that we address in there that are more California specific, but I think it would be helpful for anyone in the United States looking to do a remodel. And this is just a little download guide that you can get. So we start off in the guide telling you the order of events of a remodel. So what comes first and next, and which subcontractor comes first and next. And so if you are owner builder, or if you are just looking to be like, you don't want to hire a general, or you just have a small project that you want to know, like if do I need the painter to come in before the flooring guy, etc. So these are going to really help you with that order of events. Then we just cover all of the basics you need to know before starting a remodel. A lot of really good information in this document. So even if you are a designer or an up-and-coming designer, there's a lot of great information in here that you will want to know if you've never done a remodel before. And this is actually a version of this document I supply to the students in my design mentor as well, because this is all great information they need to know. A lot of them haven't gone through a remodel before. So this gives them a heads up on what to expect and things to look for, like in flooring selections or installation, countertops, plumbing, appliances, hardware, electrical, and then kind of what to expect and how to manage yourself or a client through the process of a remodel and dealing with the aftermath, and just tons of great advice in there. So that is a download that's available, doesn't cost very much, and gives you some great knowledge about the construction side of a remodel project. So with those three things that I have as offerings to the public, I think that some of the people listening to the podcast might enjoy getting those courses or downloads. And so I wanted to make sure that you knew that that's something that I also have available besides my design mentor. But I just love sharing my knowledge with everyone else. And I, through these courses and downloads, wanted to find a way to reach as many people as I can where their needs are. And I know, I recognize that not everybody needs to hire an interior designer or can hire an interior designer. So these are just some other options and other ways that I can work with people and help them to improve their lives. So I hope you liked listening in about all the other courses and downloads I have, kind of dusted them off the shelf. I hadn't even thought about talking about it in this platform until just I don't know. The other day I think I was talking to someone who listens to the podcast, and I know that they're not a designer or thinking about becoming a designer. And I'm like, oh, there's, you know, other people listening and they might be interested in this. So I just wanted to make sure you guys are aware that I had all of these options in case it's something that interests you. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I have some great interviews and other podcasts coming up, so stick around. And of course, as always, I'd love to hear feedback from you. If you want to message me on Instagram, send me an email, or write a review of the podcast, I would love that. So until next time, stay creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.